This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. President Joe Biden has decided to withdraw U.S. troops from Afghanistan by September the 11th, 2021, 20 years to the day after al-Qaeda's attacks triggered America's longest war. That according to three sources familiar with the decision, as they told it to Reuters. However, the withdrawal would be based on certain security and human rights guarantees. Speaking on condition of anonymity, the sources said, ahead of the formalization of the decision. The sources did not provide further details. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin are expected to brief the decision to NATO allies in Brussels on Wednesday. Biden also may publicly announce his decision. The sources said Biden's decision, should it be confirmed, would miss a May 1st deadline for withdrawal agreed with the Taliban insurgents by his predecessor, Donald Trump's administration. In a statement last month, the Taliban threatened to resume hostilities against foreign troops in Afghanistan if they did not meet that May 1st deadline, Iran-U.S. deadline. President Joe Biden is calling on Russian President Vladimir Putin to de-escalate tensions following a Russian military buildup on Ukraine's border. The White House says Biden told Putin the U.S. would act firmly in defense of its national interests regarding Russian cyber intrusions and election interference. Biden also proposed a summit meeting in a third country in the coming months to discuss the full range of U.S.-Russian issues. The call comes amid a surge of ceasefire violations in eastern Ukraine, where Russian-backed separatists and Ukrainian forces have been locked in a conflict since Moscow's 2014 annexation of Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula. This is VOA News. Neither Iran nor the U.S. say the incident, widely attributed to Israel, will crater negotiations, but the attack and the destruction of a significant amount of Iran's uranium enrichment capability add uncertainty to discussions that are going on in Vienna. Iran wants Washington to lift sanctions that have contributed to damaging its economy, including measures not related to its nuclear program. Belarusian authorities have stopped the European News Network, Euronews, from broadcasting inside the country amid a campaign to muzzle independent media and journalists as part of the government's crackdown on dissent following a disputed presidential election that turned strongman Alexander Lukashenko to power. The information ministry said in a statement yesterday that the right given to Euronews, a 24-hour television channel covering world news in 12 language editions, including Russian, to distribute its programs in Belarus, had expired. The World Health Organization and two other global agencies called on countries today to consider suspending the sale of live wild animals in food markets to prevent the spread of emerging infectious diseases in humans. In addition to the WHO, the World Organization for Animal Health and the United Nations Environment Program warned the mammals may be the source of more than 70% of such diseases. Recommendations to help ensure the safety and sustainability of the international food system comes after the WHO led a mission to Wuhan, China, to investigate the origin of the coronavirus that caused COVID-19, a mission looked upon with some skepticism by medical professionals and the WHO itself. Federal health officials in the United States are recommending an immediate pause in the use of the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine after reports of potentially dangerous blood clots. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio thinks it's a pretty good suggestion.
Here in the city, we're immediately pausing all Johnson & Johnson vaccinations. Every site has been told this morning to stop giving J&J shots. Our vaccine command center is now coordinating new appointments for everyone who was scheduled for today and the coming days for Johnson & Johnson. So everyone who was scheduled to come to one of our centers will get a new appointment, obviously with a Moderna or Pfizer vaccine for the foreseeable.
Scientists with the U.S. agency NASA and the Jet Propulsion Laboratory say the much-anticipated first flight of the Ingenuity helicopter on Mars has been delayed again while scientists make some software modifications. Via remote, Joe Palca, VOA News.